السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to all the listeners. We will continue with كتاب الإيمان إن شاء الله here. And where we had stopped the last time, we will continue from there. In the previous lesson, we had explained that what is the Islamic concept regarding Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the different qualities of Almighty Allah. And together with that, the fact that Almighty Allah is wajibul wujud, Allah is wahid, He is one, He is eternal, and the fact that Allah Ta'ala is the creator of all actions as well, and that Allah granted man aql, intelligence, the ability to choose between good and evil. May Allah grant us the tawfiq of doing good and staying away from evil, inshallah. We will continue now with the second part, and that is belief in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A few weeks ago we explained that the principles of deen are three. Firstly, the doctrine of Allah Ta'ala's unity, risalat, which is the belief in the messengership of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and finally akhirat, which is the belief in the hereafter. So we've explained now the doctrine of the unity of Allah Ta'ala, the oneness of Almighty Allah. Now we will explain a little bit with regard to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So our belief in Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the Rasul and Nabi of Allah Ta'ala is not confined to the mere acceptance or belief in the concise statement that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Rasul of Allah, that he's the Messenger of Allah. But there's a little more to it than that. So yes, whilst in the kalima tayyiba, we recite La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, that there is none worthy of worship besides Almighty Allah Ta'ala, and Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Messenger of Allah. This is a basic belief. But when we talk about belief in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it involves the following. Firstly, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was appointed as the Rasul and Nabi by Allah Ta'ala. We know that messengership, risalat, is not something which is kasbi. It's not something which is earned. That means that a person, through their wealth, through their status, perhaps their lineage, through their knowledge, a person can attain the position of prophethood. No. Prophethood is not kasbi, it's not something which is earned, but rather prophethood is something which is a gift granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His chosen servants. Each and every Nabi that has come alayhimu salatu wassalam has been handpicked by Almighty Allah Ta'ala to become His vicegerent on earth, to become His messenger on earth, to grant that opportunity to the people to believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through that particular Nabi. Now here, we believe that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was appointed as the Rasul and Nabi by Allah Ta'ala. Secondly, that wahi, direct revelation from Allah Ta'ala, came to him. In the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala instructs Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ إِنَّمَا يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ, that verily and indeed the wahi and revelation has come upon me from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that you believe Allah as your one and only ilah and your one and only God. Thirdly, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final Nabi. After him will come no new Nabi. And this is part of our belief as well, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَنَا خَاتَمُ النَّبِيِّينَ لَا نَبِيَّ بَعْدِي, that I am the final Nabi, I am the seal of all prophets, and there will be no prophet to come after me. So firstly, that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was appointed by Nabi, by Allah Ta'ala, as the final Nabi. He was appointed as a Nabi and Rasul by Allah Ta'ala. That wahi had come down to him from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next, that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the noblest and highest of rank in the entire creation of Allah Ta'ala. Number five, that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mission cancels all previous missions and shariats. Now this is a very, very important point to note. The fact that Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mission cancels all previous missions and shariats. What does this actually mean? It means that in the time of Musa alayhi salam, for example, those people who believed in Musa alayhi salatu was salam were on the sirat al-mustaqim. They were on the right path, they were on the straight path. Then came Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, for example, those who believed in Isa alayhi salatu was salam to be the messenger of Allah Ta'ala and practiced on the teachings contained in the Injil, which was revealed to Isa alayhi salam, would have been on the right path. They would be, would have been considered the Muslims of that time. But when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came and was granted prophethood by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Quran Kareem was revealed upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it now cancelled all the previous shariats. That means all the laws contained in the Injil, all the laws contained in the Zabur, all the laws contained in the Torah, all of these laws were now cancelled. Those shariats have been cancelled. And rather, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam's shariat, that of the Quran and Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, will reign supreme. And this is borne out by the fact that when Isa alayhi salatu wasalam finally returns and descends upon this earth once again before Qiyamah, he too will have to follow the Shariat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And not only that, remember that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was a Nabi of Allah from the Ulul Azm Anbiya, the most eminent of prophets. Together with that, he had been given his own shariat, and he had his own book, which was the Injil, which was revealed to him by Allah Ta'ala. Yet, even he will have no option but to follow the shariat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The next point is that it is obligatory to act in accordance with the sharia of only Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That means a person cannot say that the Injil, and besides the fact that you look, the Injil, Torah, Zabur, all of the previous divine scriptures have been altered, all the divine scriptures have been altered, have been changed, and they are not in the original form. But if somebody were to say that I want to follow the Injil of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, it is a book of Allah after all, I want to follow that, that would not be acceptable in the eyes of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna deena indallahi al-Islam. That the only deen that will be accepted now is the religion of Islam, the sharia of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And finally, that salvation in the akhirah, salvation in the hereafter, is dependent upon the risalat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That means if a person were to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the one and only, if he does not believe in the messengership of Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then he will not attain najat and salvation in the hereafter. That is how important the belief in Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam is for us Muslims. May Allah grant us the tawfiq to understanding inshallah, and keep us on sirat al-mustaqim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all with afiyat, keep us on the straight path, and make us from amongst the beloved servants of Almighty Allah. Inshallah. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.